Thousands of Palestinians participated in the funeral procession of Rojdi Tamimi, 31 years old, who died on Monday evening of a gunshot wound to the leg and abdomen by Israeli forces.
On Saturday, we were demonstrating in solidarity with our people in Gaza. Rojdi was hit by live bullet fired by occupation forces. He was then taken to the hospital and stayed there until he passed away yesterday evening.
The mourners shouted slogans in remembrance of the victims, as well as slogans calling for solidarity with Gaza, national unity, and praises of the Palestinian steadfastness and resistance in the Gaza Strip. Mourners also vowed to continue on Rushdie's path of popular resistance.
Rushdie is the second Palestinian to be killed by Israeli forces during the Nabi Saleh popular resistance protests in less than 1 year.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Of course we are mourning my brother, but we are also mourning our brothers and sisters in the Gaza Strip. Today we bury my brother here, whereas in Gaza they will bury 30 martyrs. We in the Popular Resistance Committee vow to continue on struggling until the occupation leaves our land or kills us all.
After the burial, mourners attempted to demonstrate but were attacked by Israeli forces that used rubber-coated bullets, tear gas canisters and skunk truck to disperse the demonstration. Israeli forces later raided the village.
And I've witnessed firsthand how the army responds to protesters who carry nothing more than flags and posters and banners with live ammunition, rubber bullets and tear gas canisters aimed directly at body level and head level. And this has resulted in the deaths of around 20 people since the popular movement started back in 2003.
Hamdi Mohammed Al-Falah, a 22-year-old Palestinian who was shot and killed by Israeli forces during a Gaza solidarity protest in Hebron al-Khalil on Monday, was also buried on Tuesday. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.